Daly 所选的诗是一首很美的诗。
The hymn that Daly had chosen was a very beautiful hymn.
我很喜欢这首诗。
I really like that hymn.
盼以后我们有机会，我们也多唱。
Pray that we have opportunity to sing it again next time.
从上个月开始
，Since last month.
我盼与大家交通一系列的有关做父母的信息。
I have decided to share with you a series of talks on how to be Christian parents.
这一系列的信息的主题是做个与神同行的父母。
And the series theme is that to be a parent who is after God's own heart.
不错，这个
or walking with God.
不错，这一个主题，特别是针对今天在座中做父母的。
Surely this message is focused on those brothers and sisters who are parents.
因为神很祝福我们。
Because God really blessed us.
赐给我们许多的孩子。
He has given us many children.
所以我觉得有一个需要，就是跟做父母的弟兄姊妹一同的学习。
So I felt that there's a need to share with you who are parents.
但是对于今天不是做父母的。
But for everyone who are not yet parents,
请不要以为这些信息是与你无关。
Do not think that these messages have no relationship to you.
因为对可能对很多人来讲，有一天你都可能成为父母。
Because one day you shall also be parents.
以致今天的信息仍旧能够成为你对将来的一个装备。
And may these messages can be something to equip you for the future.
甚至有一些人以后都不会做父母的。
Some of you may never be parents.
这些与神同行的原则呢
？But the principle of walking with God
都可以应用在今天你我跟从神的生活上。
Can be used in our daily practical day-to-day life as we walk with God.
所以我们的主题虽然是做个与神同行的父母
，So even though our message is that to be a parent that is walking with God，
我相信靠着圣灵的恩典跟智慧的启示。
I pray that by the grace of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom of His revelation,
他能够用主活泼的话语
He may use the living word of God
向每一个向他敞开心的心灵说话
to speak to everyone whose heart is open to Him.
我们现在来读一段的经文
Let us read the scripture together.
也是我们上次读过的
It's a scripture that we read before.
生命记第六章第四到第九节。
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4 to verse 9.
生命记第六章第四到第九节。
Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4 to verse 9.
我们找到后，我们一起来念。
When you find it, let's read together.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上。并你的城门上。我们再翻到创世纪
第五章。Can we turn also to Genesis chapter 5?
22到24节。
22 to 24.
或者是21到24节。
Maybe reading from verse 21 to verse 24.
创世纪第五章第二十一节到二十四节。
Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 to verse 24.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
以诺活到六十五岁，生了马土撒拉。以诺生马土撒拉以后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了三百六十五岁。以诺与神同行，神将他取去，就他就不再世了。我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们来到你的跟前。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come to your presence.
我们满心欢喜来到你跟前。
We come to you full of joy.
因为你就是我们的喜乐。
Because you are our joy.
我们为着早上的时间，我们向你祷告。
So for the time this morning, we pray to you.
我们求你按照你的应许赐下你的同在。
May you, according to your promise, grant us your presence.
当我们在你跟前学习奉你的名聚集的时候，你就在我们中间。
As we learn to meet in your name, may you be among us.
主耶稣，我们求你向我们说话。
Lord, may you speak to us.
以致我们听见你的话语，我们就活了。
That we may live because hearing of your word.
主，我们求你借圣灵充满我们的心。
May you fill us with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满我们的口
and that the Holy Spirit fill our heart and our mouth.
圣灵充满我们的耳朵
and our ears.
以致我们在这里无论讲的、听的，我们都能够经历你自己的充满
that through this, whether speaking or listening, that we may be filled by you.
我们求你，主啊
Lord,
亲自膏抹你自己的话
May you anoint your own word.
我们求你除去撒旦一切的作为。
May you really destroy all the work of Satan.
你自己显现出来。
And that you may be glorified.
当我们众人都看见你的时候
，As we all see you，
我们就被吸引，快跑的来跟从你。
That we may be attracted and to run after you.
我们谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉主耶稣的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上个月我们一起看过在创世纪中的以诺
Last month, we had look at Enoch that was recorded in the book of Genesis.
当他生了马土撒拉以后呢做了第一任的父亲之后
After he became a father because he has given birth to Methuselah,
他就开始与神同行。
He began to walk with God.
以诺的与神同行叫他更懂得怎样做一个好父亲。
And as Enoch walked with God, he caused him to be a better father.
他的属灵光景不断的进步。
And that his spiritual condition began to improve.
蒙神悦纳到一个地步呢神将他取去出去
And that he was so pleasing to God that God took him away.
他成为一个不需要经过死亡的人。
He became a person who do not need to taste death.
愿意我们每一个做父亲的
May every one of us who are fathers
都去学习与神同行
To walk with God.
我现在想请负责影音的弟兄把一幅的图片投在那个荧幕上。
Ask the brother to project a photo on the screen.
请问大家看见什么
？What can you see？
一个爸爸。用手托带着幼小的孩子走路。
There's a father holding the hands of his young child, young son.
大家看见这幅图画，联想起什么呢
？When you see this picture, what can you think of?
叫我联想起我们的天父托带着。我们走这条人生的道路。
It reminded me of my heavenly Father holding our hands as we walked through this journey in life.
在照片中，高大的爸爸好比我们伟大、慈爱、大能的神。
That the Father was great in stature. It's just like our heavenly Father who is glorious.
在照片中的小孩子好比我们自己。
And that child on the photo is like us.
好像一个小孩子很单纯的依靠着天父
That we are so single-hearted, rely on the Father.
被他那一只慈爱大能的手托带着一步一步的跟着他走
That his gentle and loving hands is holding us to go forward, step by step.
所以这个可以是一幅表达以诺与神同行的图画。
So this perhaps is a picture that that shows how Enoch walked with God.
另一方面，这幅图画也可以表达以诺做父亲。
Or in a sense, it can also show forth as Enoch being the father.
他用慈爱温柔的手去托带着他的儿子马土撒拉。
That he is holding his son's Methuselah's hand gently and lovingly.
一面走一面教导他有关于神的慈爱跟圣洁。
And as they walk, he's teaching him the concerning God's holy character about his love and about his mercy.
有关神的大能跟他的荣耀。
And God's glory and God's mighty power.
以诺自己与神同行。
Enoch walked with God himself.
他也带着所爱的孩子跟着他一起去与神同行。
He also brought along with him his son, the son that he loved, to walk with God.
如果你是刚刚做父亲的。
If you just became a father,
我鼓励你好像以诺一样。
I really encourage you like Enoch.
开始这一个与神同行的旅程。
And to also start this journey of walking with God.
如果你做父亲已经有一段好一些日子。
If you become became a father for a long period of time.
但是从来没有认真的去学习与神同行的话。
But you have never learned seriously what it means to walk with God.
我也鼓励你今天为着孩子为着你自己。
I also want to encourage you for yourself and for your children.
学习与神同行做一个与神同行的父亲。
To learn to walk with God, to be a parent, a father who walks with God.
做母亲的也是一样。
And similarly for the mothers.
你是你丈夫的妻子。
You are the wife of your husband.
神造你作为丈夫的配偶。
God had created you to be a partner to your husband.
目的是要叫你帮助丈夫。
So that you can also help your husband.
帮助他去成就神给他的使命。
To help your husband fulfill the commission that God has in him.
神要你的丈夫把孩子养育起来，一生侍奉神的。
God wants you and your husband to raise up your children so that they may serve God in future.
作为妻子的你。
For you as a mother, as a wife.
作为母亲的你。
As a mother.
也需要自己学习与神同行。
You also need to learn to walk with God.
才能做一个称职的妻子。
Then can you be a good wife?
才能做一个称职的母亲。
And a good mother.
所以在座的每一个父母。
May every parents.
今天都让我们一起来学习这个与神同行的父母。
Let us learn to be a parent who walk with God.
这是我为上次交通的一个温习。
So this is a reminder of what I shared last time.
也要成为以后一段日子我们要传讲信息的一个主题。
And it will be a main topic that I will be sharing for the next few months.
上个月我们交通的重点是神对父亲的呼召。
Last month, when I share on this, I share the importance of God's calling to the husband.
今天我要交通的重点是神是独一的主。
And today I want to share about God being the only God.
在生命记第六章第四节说，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
In chapter 6 of Deuteronomy, verse 4, it says that, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one.
神是独一的主。
God is the unique one.
God is the Lord.
God is the Lord, is one.
要做个与神同行的父母。
To be a parent walking with God.
需要认识神是独一的主。
We need to know God as the Lord, as the only one.
他是唯一的主。
He is the only one.
神是独一的主是什么意思呢？
What does it mean that God is the only Lord?
意思就是其他的一切人事物都不是主。
In the sense that everything else, people or things, they are not Lord, they are not your master.
包括基业不是你的主。
Including your own occupations.
基业只是神给你的工作。
Occupation is only the work that God has given you to do.
透过工作，神让你经历他所赐给你的智慧跟能力。
And through working, you may experience God's giving you wisdom and to do the work.
去见证他的圣洁跟慈爱。
And to testify of His holiness and of His love.
去从工作上赚取金钱。
And that as you work, you may earn money as well.
神是独一的主，也指出金钱不是你的主。
The Lord is one also say that money is not your Lord.
金钱只是你的仆人为你效劳的。
Money is only your servant working for you.
去让你能够使用它去供应供养你的家人。
That you may use it to supply needs to your family.
来关心那些真实穷困的信徒。
And to care for the believers who are poor among you.
来用在神的国度和福音的事工上。
And to use that money on the work of the gospel and for expanding God's kingdom.
神是独一的主，也讲出儿女不是你的主。
The Lord is one also says that your children are not your Lord.
是的，神要我们爱我们的儿女。
Surely God wants us to love our children.
但是他们不能够成为父母的主。
But they cannot become your Lord.
父母只有一位主。
The parents has only one Lord.
就是神自己。
That is God himself.
主耶稣在路加福音14章26节这样说。
In Luke chapter 14, verse 26, he says, the Lord Jesus said,
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
不去学习做主的门徒，你我一定不能够成为一个成功的父母。
Do not learn to be a parent after God's own heart. We cannot be a good parents.
如果不去做主的门徒，我们就一定不能够成为成功的父母。
If we cannot be the disciples of the Lord, we cannot be successful parents.
所以我们要认定儿女不是我们的主。
So we must know that our children cannot be our Lord.
我们不能够爱儿女胜过爱我们的主。
We cannot love our children more than we love our Lord.
我们不能被儿女一直的牵着我们的鼻子走的。
We should not be led in our, by our nose by our children.
不能够整个生活人生都围着儿女团团转的。
In the sense that our life and our living should not be focusing on our children alone.
就好像有一些父母喂小孩子吃饭的时候呢。
Like some parents when they need to at meal times with their children.
一只手拿着碗，一只手拿着调羹。
That they use one hand they're holding the bowl, the other hand they're holding the cane.
两只脚跟着小孩子跑。跟着他们团团转。
No, not the cane, no, sorry, the spoon. And then they will follow or chase around the child to feed the child.
不是拿着杖啊，那是拿着条羹。
Okay,
为要把饭呢送到孩子的口里头。
In order to deliver the meals to the child's mouth.
不知不觉，父母就在训练孩子了。
And basically, they are training the children.
这是训练孩子，训练他们，叫他们以为整个世界的中心就是他自己。
So the child might misunderstood that the world, they are the focus, center focus of the world.
以为旁边的人都要是要为着来为他们奔波的。
They thought that everyone else's life should circle around them.
这样一定。不能够做一个成功的父母。
If you are like that, you can never be a successful parents.
我们必须不能够让儿女成为我们的主。
We must not let our children to become our Lord.
也需要让他们知道他们不是主。
We also need to tell them that, let them know that they are not the Lord.
让他们知道只有一位主。
That there is only one Lord.
神是独一的主。
And the Lord is one. God is the only Lord.
并且知道他们和父母呢 都需要一起围绕神的旨意来生活。
And that your children and yourself need to focus your life around God.
不单是儿女不是我们的主。
Not only our children is not our Lord.
我们也不是儿女的主。
We also are not the Lord of our children.
儿女的主是神自己。
The Lord of our children is God Himself.
我们只是为着神做儿女的管家。
And we are just caretakers for our children in on behalf of God.
有一本书叫《爱的雕琢》。
There is a book called about the molding of love.
里头讲到有一对相爱的基督徒夫妇。
It talks about a couple who are loving Christian parents.
结婚多年后才生下一个可爱的女儿。
After many years of marriage, they finally has a beautiful baby girl.
当然他们两夫妇就是惊喜若狂，视为珍宝了。
So of course they treated the daughter like precious, the most precious thing to them, because they had it at their old age.
为着神所赐的这一份的礼物感恩不已啊。
They are full of thanksgiving to God for this gift from God.
此后一家三口过着温馨美满令人炫目的生活。
So three of them, they have a beautiful life, family life that really is the envy to many people.
一直到女儿十岁的时候却发生了意外。
But when the daughter at 10 years old had an accident,
儿女被车撞死了。
That the daughter was killed in a car accident.
做太太的知道以后就是很伤心。
So the mother who was very very sad at hearing of the news.
但是她知道她丈夫会比她更不能够接受这个事实。
But she knew that the husband would take it even harder than her.
不久丈夫下班回家。
So when the husband came home from work,
做妻子的就这样对丈夫说。
And the wife said this to the husband.
如果我们有一个很富有的朋友
，He said to him, if we have a rich friend,
十年之前把一件珍贵的珠宝借给我们欣赏跟享受。
10 years ago, he has lent us a precious jewelry for us to enjoy and to appreciate.
十年之后，他想把这件珍贵的东西要回去。
But 10 years later, he decided to take it back.
你觉得我们应该怎么办呢?
He said to him, what should we do then?
丈夫说,那当然是应该把物归原主,还给他咯。
And the husband said, of course, it belongs to the owner, we should just give it back to the owner.
我们已经白白地享用了十年,应该感激不尽啊。
We have already enjoyed precious jewelry for 10 years, so of course we'll be thankful.
妻子这个时候才说出这个世间珍贵的珠宝就是他们的女儿。
And then the wife said to him, that precious jewelry is actually our daughter.
今天上帝把她要回去。
Today, God has taken her away back to him.
这个就是个管家的心态。
So this is an attitude of a caretaker for God.
一个感恩的管家。
One who is full of thanksgiving to God.
诗篇127篇第三节这样说。
Psalm 127 verse 3 says this.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
That children are heritage from the Lord.The fruit of the womb is a reward.
在旧约希伯来原文里头是没有所赐和所给这两个字。
In the Old Testament, the Hebrew did not say that it was given by the Lord.
所以中文的翻译应该说，儿女是耶和华的产业，所怀的胎是他的赏赐。
So the correct translation is that children are a heritage of the Lord, the fruit of the womb is a reward.
儿女是神自己的产业。
In the sense that our children, they are heritage of the Lord.
不是我们的产业。
Not our heritage.
神把自己的产业赏赐给做父母的去养育。
God has given this heritage to the parents so that they may raise up the children.
是很宝贵的, 是父母很珍爱的。
It is precious, it is treasured by the parents.
有时候也会叫父母有一点的享受和满足的。
And sometimes it really causes the parents to have satisfaction of having that child.
但是我们只是管家。
But we are only merely a caretaker.
为神去养育儿女。
And to look after our children on behalf of God.
可能是一年, 两年, 十年, 八年。
Perhaps maybe 1 year, 2 years, maybe 10 years, 8 years.
甚至有一天儿女总要离开我们自己去建立他们的家园。
Perhaps one day our children will leave us and build their own home.
儿女是属于神的, 不是属于父母的。
So therefore, we need to know our children belongs to God, not for ourselves.
我们不是儿女的主, 神才是儿女的主。
We are not the Lord of our children, only God is.
当我们为神照管儿女的时候, 我们就要问, 这位主, 我们的神, 他要得什么?
So whenever we look after our children, we need to ask, what does God want from this child?
马拉基书第二章十五节这样说,
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15 says this.
虽然神有您的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？ 为何只造一人呢？ 乃是他愿得虔诚的后裔。
Even though God has ability to make but did he not make them one, having a remnant of spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none dealt treacherously with the wife of his youth.
神要得虔诚的后裔。
God wants a remnant which is godly.
神要你的儿女成为一个虔诚的人。
God wants your children to be a godly people.
成为一个爱主、向主的人。
To be people who will love God and are like God.
儿女是神自己的产业。
Our children are the heritage of the Lord Himself.
我们不是他们的主。
We are not their Lord.
所以父母养育儿女的目标呢? 不是要他们在世人眼中成功。
So the purpose for us to raise our children is not that they should be successful in the eyes of the world.
好去替我们自己光宗耀祖,
so that they will glorify us and our forefathers.
目的也不是要他们在地上发达,
so our purpose is not that they will be successful in life.
好去达成我们养儿防老的目的,
so that we may have them as a security in our own age.
我们养育儿女的目标, 乃是让神得着虔诚的后裔。
But the purpose for us to raise our children is that they should be godly offsprings to God.
当然, 当我们有一个清晰的目标的时候,
of course, when we have a clear purpose,
用主的爱, 主的话来养育儿女的时候,
and to raise our children with His word and His love,
帮助他们成为一个爱主向主的人的时候,
and to help them to be people who are like God, and who love God,
他们就能够成为一个尊贵的人, 荣耀神的人,
that they may be honorable people who will give glory to God.
他们自然就成为一个孝敬父母, 照顾年老父母的人,
and they were people who love the parents, obey the parents, and will look after the parents in their old age.
但是我们的目标要很清晰。
So our purpose must be very clear.
并且我们需要注意就是帮助儿女成为爱主向主的人是我们的目标。
So therefore we need to have this purpose in our heart as we raise our children. They should love God and they should follow God.
但是儿女是否爱主向主呢? 这个不是衡量父母成败的唯一的标准。
But whether our children love God or follow God, this is not the standard by which we measure the success of the parents.
因为有一些坏的父母却有好的儿女的。
Because you see some terrible parents actually raise up very good children.
越师就越的越师, 就是一个爱神, 有属神品格和智慧的人。
Joseph in the Old Testament has that heart to love God and to honor God.
但他的父亲的为人呢, 是非常的自私跟诡诈的。
But his father was actually quite a tricky and a deceitful man.
贪心跟狡猾的。
He is greedy and he is very cunning.
约瑟的母亲 也不是好到那里去的。
And Joseph's mother also is not very good mother as well.
她虽然圣经说她外貌是美丽俊秀,
even though she is beautiful outwardly,
但是她心中却满了嫉妒, 为人很好胜。
But in her heart is much deceit and also pride.
对丈夫有很多操纵和利用的。
She tried to use her husband, control her husband.
她对父亲有她的苦毒和欺骗。
And also had certain bitterness and deceit towards her own father as well.
我们如果读创世纪30章31章, 我们就会看见。
If we read Genesis 30 and 31, we can see her character.
但是约瑟是这样的好, 却有不好的父母。
So even though Joseph is such a good child, that his parents actually is not very good.
所以儿女的成功不能够成为评估父母的成败唯一的标准。
So therefore, the success of our children cannot be used to determine the success of the parents.
有一些好父母, 却有着不好的儿女。
We also seen some very good parents, yet somehow the children, there's something wrong with them.
有一个很极端的例子,
I can give you a very extreme case.
人类的第一个始祖, 亚当, 就是一个例子。
Adam is one of the examples in the history of mankind.
路加福音3章38节说, 亚当是神的儿子。
And Luke chapter 3 say that Adam was the son of God.
完美的神, 却有着一个悖逆犯罪的坏儿子。
That perfect God yet has a son in Adam that was so corrupt.
所以儿女的失败不能够成为评估父母成败的唯一标准。
So therefore the children cannot be the yardstick to measure the success of the parents.
因为每一个人都有神赐给他的自由意志。
Because everyone has been given this free will.
他要为自己的自由意志所做出的抉择和行为负责的。
Each person must be responsible for the things that he does and say.
Or choose.
今天的你是有不同的因素所塑造而成的。 Today, you and I, we are molded by different sets of circumstances.
不错是由于你我出生的时候从父母那里遗传给我们的生命和基因。
Yes, we do inherit the life and the genetic makeup from our father and mother.
也由于你我出生后环境带给我们的影响。
And as we being raised in this environment, we also affected by the environment.
但是不可忽略的就是你我在过往一生中用我们的自由意志所做的 化大化小的种种的选择和种种的行为。
But when you think about all the various different decisions that we make in our life that has shaped our life,
这些选择和行为也不断在塑造今天的你跟我。
So all this behavior and these decisions that we make, they actually make us as a person.
所以保罗在加拉太书第6章第7到第9节这样说。
So therefore, Paul in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to verse 9, he says this.
加拉太书第6章第7到第9节说，不要自欺，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们行善，不可算自。 若不灰心，到了时候就要修成。
Galatians 6 verse 7 to 9, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So this is to you and to me, it's a fact.
不断长大的儿女也是这样。
And similarly to our children who are growing up,
包括在座的每一个少年人,
including all the young people sitting up here.